Hey guys, Matt Powell here. I wanted to do a quick video just explaining why I believe it's important to preach hard against false prophets and people that bring another gospel. The Bible says in Galatians 1:6, it says, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." And the Bible says in verse 8, it says, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." So the Bible tells us very clearly that, you know, false prophets, people that bring in a false gospel, we're to let them be accursed. And so I firmly believe that it's very important to, even though it seems confrontational to many people, to confront and rebuke sharply these false prophets and name them by name behind the pulpit and let people know where we stand on these people. You know, for me personally, I don't enjoy calling out certain people and telling other people to stay away from certain individuals, but according to the Bible, we're supposed to stand strong on the faith, and we should not be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And if false teachers feel like they can just come on the scene and nobody's going to stand up to them, obviously there's going to be many that will come in and stir up the flock. And the Bible says that, you know, after Paul's departure, grievous wolves would come in amongst the flock, and wolves in sheep's clothing. So the reason that I preach so hard against these people that are heretics and liars and people that deny salvation by faith alone, especially that, and once saved, always saved, the reason that I preach so hard against these people is these people are sending people to hell. And just think about, for a moment, somebody burning in hell. You know, it's a terrible thought. And then think about an individual that might have put them there. You know, so, you know, that's how we should view these people that bring in a false gospel. And so, you know, I believe firmly that we should stand on God's word. And I know that some of my videos that I put out confronting people like Michael Rood or Ron Lovell or people that bring in a repent of your sins gospel, I know that I rebuke them very hard and some people will get offended. But here's the thing. There's a reason why they nailed Jesus to the cross. And it's because Jesus wasn't just some pot-smoking hippie. You know, Jesus was telling the truth at all times, and he told the truth so well and so straightforward and so plainly to everybody that they finally just took him and nailed him to the cross. They physically assaulted and killed the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, this idea that Jesus, obviously he went through and flipped tables. So Jesus stood up to these people, and I think as Christians, we should have no problem standing up to false teachers. And I just wanted to explain to people, you know, I love people. I try not to be a confrontational guy. But when it comes to the false prophets of the world, we want to keep souls out of hell. And the best way to do that is by confronting evil with good and overcoming them with the gospel of Christ. In closing, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful night. And I'd like to just encourage you all to follow God's word, no matter what the cost is, and to just stand strong against false prophets. Even though it may be considered hateful to some, it is the most loving thing you can do.